You ready? I'm ready. The Playmakers Bar Podcast present Hoops Talk, hosted by Darnell the Playmaker Solins. NBA, college basketball, playoffs, Mars Madness. No matter what, we talking hoops, man. Let's get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special Hoops Talk edition from the Playmakers Bar brand. You know your boy, the host with the most, Darnell, the Playmaker Solins out here in Jacksonville, Florida. And today is Monday, April 4th, which means there is a big game to be played tonight when it comes to college basketball. I'm going to get into that a little bit later. Because we talking March Madness, the ending of it. And before I get to the men's final, I gotta talk about the women's final from last night. It was the second seed from the Bridgeport region, the UConn Huskies, looking for their 12th championship under Gino Armiemma, who was undefeated in championship games, going against the South Carolina Gamecocks, the best team from start to finish, all the way up to this point. Don Staley having a hell of a crew. Aaliyah Boston, you know, player of the year, defensive player of the year. Don Staley, coach of the year. It was going down. It was the matchup to watch on yesterday while watching WrestleMania, by the way. Shout out to everybody from WrestleMania. That was a great event. But back to the game at hand. I did not expect domination to be a part of this game. Let me go ahead and just say it right off the bat. I did not expect domination in this game, but that's what we got from the number one team in the land, the South Carolina Gamecocks. Jumped out to a 22-8 run after the first quarter. I was stunned. UConn only scored 8 points in the opening quarter. That is the lowest point total I have ever seen UConn score under Gino Armiemma. 8 points? Wow. And then, you know, it's UConn. So you know they're going to make a run. Got it down to six. Oh, we going somewhere. Came right back up. Came right back up by South Carolina. Just like, no. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. And this is just like, every time UConn got it down to 6 and 7, South Carolina said, no, we're not playing this game. No, we're not doing this. It was straight domination. South Carolina 64, UConn Huskies 49. The first ever championship loss in Gino Armiemma's career. UConn, he was 11-0, but now that's 11-1. Don Staley wins her second national championship. Her first one was with Adrian Wilson and that team, who was in the stands, by the way, up in Minneapolis, Minnesota, going nuts. And then, shout out to Destiny Henderson. What a fine time to have a career night in the national championship game. She went off with 26 points. By far the most points scored in this game because nobody else was even close. She came out hitting three straight threes for a quick 9 points to get it rolling for South Carolina. Part of that 22-8 first quarter beating that they gave UConn, Destiny had 9 of them. All threes. And I'm just like, yo, she's getting in. Aaliyah Boston did not have her best game. She didn't even need her best game. 11 points, 16. She's a beast on the boys, man. She is a beast on the boys. And speaking of the boys, the rebounding for South Carolina over UConn is just ridiculous. I mean, 49-24 in the rebounding department. That by itself is ridiculous. But offensive rebounds, 21 for South Carolina. To just 6 for UConn. 21 offensive rebounds. That means they had 21 second positions. UConn could not match the size of South Carolina. UConn just couldn't match it. It was crazy. And you talking about 4 from 16th on 3-point range. UConn could not shoot the 3 ball well. They only went to the line 4 times. Stifling defense from the Gamecocks. Whatever you want to turn to, whatever aspect of the game that you enjoy the most, just know it came up South Carolina. Offensively, South Carolina. Defensively, South Carolina. Rebounding, South Carolina. Shooting, South Carolina. 3-point shooting, South Carolina. Free throw, South Carolina. Turnover, South Carolina. Everything was Gamecock. From start to finish, that was a hell of a performance in the championship game. Shout out to them. I mean, Paige Buckets, she tried to get it going. She ended with 14 points. It took a long time for her to get going, but I mean, South Carolina was just on a different level. Just on a different level. Shout out to Destiny Henderson again. Hell of a game. Shout out to Aaliyah Boston. Most outstanding player of the tournament. Rightfully so, with all her double-doubles, by the way. That double-double 11 and 16 was her 30th double-double of the season. If I can get it out. These girls played 37 games and out of 37 games, 30 of Aaliyah Boston had a double-double. That's just ridiculous dominance. Ridiculous dominance. And in this tournament, she had games with 20 rebounds, which is ridiculous. So, shout out to them. Great job. Shout out to Dan Staley, her second title. She had one of her first one with Adrian Wilson then back in 2017. Now she does it again in 2022. I'm looking forward to both of these teams coming back next year. Don Staley and Jaden Irving. They're going to have a hell of a team coming back next year. And I'm looking forward, especially UConn, because Paige Buck is going to be on a mission. I believe Paige Buck is going to be on a mission next year. The fact that she got this far and realized that, yo, they literally tried to shut me down. Oh, she coming back with a vengeance next year. I'm telling you right now, she's going to come back with a vengeance, okay? That's just how I feel about it. That's just how I feel about it. One more time, South Carolina, 2022 national champions, the Gamecocks, the title's coming back to Columbia, South Carolina. I bet you they still partying like crazy in South Carolina, as they should, because they are national champions again. Congratulations. Now let's flip over to men's, because tonight, ladies and gentlemen, 9:20 Eastern Standard Time, TBS is the channel. You have the last number one seed in the tournament, the Kansas Jayhawks, against the team that's making a run of all runs in the NCAA tournament, the North Carolina Tar Heels. Now, if y'all listened to the last episode between talking Final Four with the Queen of Who's Megan Price, shout out to my girl Megan Price. Thank you for that episode. Thank you for your friendship. Thank you for being able to do this with you. If y'all listened to that last episode, you heard us talk about what North Carolina has done in this tournament and what Kansas has looked like in this tournament. And it was on display on Saturday. I mean, what Kansas did to Villanova was just downright atrocity. Was just downright vicious. Was just ugly. They jumped out on Villanova so quick, and there was nothing Nova can do about it. RJ Abachi came out fine. 3-3-3-3. I'm like, dude, he hit 4 threes, and he hit 4 threes in the like opening 5 minutes of the damn game. I'm like, damn, he hot. Ochi Abachi was on point. And then Devin McCormick followed suit. You know? And it was just down here from there. And then Wilson started getting into the action. And then Bron started getting into the action in the second half. It was just raining buckets by Kansas from start to finish. And Villanova looked like they ran into a buzzsaw in Kansas. And it was like, we can't stop them. No matter what we do, we can't stop them. They were making their run too. They'll get it down to 5. They'll get it down to 6. And right back up. So, I mean, Colin Gillespie for Villanova, 17 points in his final game as a college player, as a collegiate athlete. Jeremy Simons, 9.7 boards in his final collegiate game. It's a tough way to go out for you guys. I know it. 81-65, that's a tough way to go out. But when you have Obachi dropping 21 points, all of them threes, that's with all of them coming from three-point range, it's just hard to fathom them. But Derek McCormick, 25 points, 9 boards, and Wilson gave you 11 and 12, and Bron came alive in the second. Matter of fact, Bron scored all his 10 points in the second half. That put the game out the way. When the last run Nova had, they got it down to, I think it was about 4, and then 10 points from Bron out of nowhere. Went right back up to 14, 15, and it was a done deal from that point forward. So, shout out to Bill Self, them Jayhawks. This is the team I was looking forward to. The reason why I had them going to the Final Four, but I didn't have them beating Villanova. I had Villanova winning because I just felt like the performance Kansas put on display was a performance I was expecting from Villanova. Kansas put it on display and Villanova couldn't answer. So, hey, shout out to Bill Self and the Jayhawks. Y'all in the national championship tonight. Where y'all be playing the North Carolina Tar Heels? And what will this rivalry look like next year? Because not only did North Carolina beat Duke and Cameron indoors in Coach K's final home game, they ended Coach K's career in a game. By the way, the best college basketball rivalry in the Hall of Basketball. I mean, if you want to talk NBA, G League, college basketball, whatever, Duke, North Carolina, to me, is the best rivalry of all of them. Oh, yeah, I am saying it over Boston and L.A. Yes, I'm going there. Over MJ and the bad boy. Duke, North Carolina is a different level. And it was the first time ever that they met in the tournament. First time ever this rivalry was meet in the tournament. And it was in the Final Four. All right, to go to the national championship. And I be damned. Hard fought game back and forth. And then Caleb Love said, I will not be denied this moment. Going off for 28 points with damn near most of them coming in the second goddamn half. I think he had like 4 points in the first half. And he just went off with all for the rest of them in the second half. 11 from 20 from the field. Doing his thing. Got a shout out to RJ Davis scoring 18 points, 7, having 7 boards. Armando Bedcock, 11 points, 21. This dude is getting 20 rebounds a game in this tournament is freaking ridiculous right now. How is Bedcock getting all these damn rebounds? And by the way, you had Williams. Williams only had 4 rebounds the whole game. He was in foul trouble, so that's that row. But they got fouled out. But he had 21 rebounds before he fouled out. That's just amazing, man. That is amazing. So he had Baycott 11 points. Mackey 14 points. Davis 18 points. Love 28 points. That's all it took for them to knock off Duke 81-77. Coach K, illustrious Hall of Fame. Legendary career ended in the Final Four in New Orleans. Pablo, then Carroll, 20 points, 10 boards. But down the stretch, he was non-existent. That's something that I think he needs to work on, especially if you're trying to go up to the NBA. When the moment arrives, you have to be the one that says, I'm putting us on our back, and I'm taking us there. And speaking of that, that used to be Jeremy Roach, because he did it against Michigan State. He did it against Texas Tech. He did against Arkansas, but he was not effective in the Final Four game Saturday night. Only 8 points, 5 assists, 6 boards, 0 for 5 from 3-point range, 2 for 11 shooting-wise. Roach was non-existent. Keels came off the bench, gave you 19. He gave what you could. Wendell Moore gave you 10, but
We only getting 8 from Roach, 8 from Williams, 6 from Griffin. That's the rest of your starters outside of Ben Carroll and Moore Jr. Coach K career ends like that. It's sad that it ended that way. But when your stars and your starters are not producing on the level of your arch rivals, like I said, it's about every starter for North Carolina except for Black scored double figures. Baycott 11, Manning 14, Davis 18, Love 28. That's 4 of the 5 starters scoring in double figures. Black only had 8. And it's the reverse for Duke. Ben Carroll and Rondell Moore Jr. are the only ones for the starters of Duke that scored in double figures. So that's why the results is the results. So shout out to Hubert Davis in North Carolina. They have advanced to the national championship game, which takes place tonight yet again, one more time. 9:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on TBS, Kansas, North Carolina. The health, that ankle of Baycott is an issue to, it's a concern. I won't say issue, it's a concern to think about. Because he did roll it, but he did finish the game before calling out. How's that ankle with the 40 days between the two games? 48 hours between the two games, should I say. And are they ready for what Kansas is going to bring? Obachi is a star. McCormick is a star until he got hurt. Now he's trying to remind people what most people was hyped about since his freshman year at Kansas. That dude is a star. So, what does Hubert Davis do with these boys of Kansas? Because if the last two games, Kansas has been putting it on teams. Miami in the Elite Eight, and then Villanova in the Final Four. It's going to be interesting to see how Hubert Davis is going about it. You know, Vegas has a 4-point win for Kansas as of right now, which is not a bad spread. This is not a bad take on that one. I'm not a real betting fan, but if I'm looking at a betting odds, I see that ESPN Basketball Index has a 70.5% favorite for Kansas to 29.5% for North Carolina. So ESPN is leaning heavily on the Jayhawks. I can't blame them after what they did. I mean, 76-50 over Miami in the Elite Eight, and then 81-65 in the Final Four with Villanova. The last two games, these boys have been shooting lights out, playing hell of a ball and playing hell of a defense as well. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I would love to see UNC win it. I want to see North Carolina win another championship. I love Tar Heel Blue. I just do. From even with the War Rims days, now the Hubert Davis days now. I just love Carolina. But I would not be surprised if Kansas put on the number of performance that they have done. It's going to be hard for North Carolina to win. But I'm going to roll with the Tar Heels on this one. I'm going to go against the grain. And I'm going to pick the Tar Heels over Kansas in a very thrilling game. But I would not be surprised if Bill Self and the Jayhawks put on one last lights out performance to win this game. So with that being said, I'm going to call it that for this episode. Download the Rage On app, because tonight's game for my North Carolina fans, for my Kansas fans, Wave On is an app where you can join fans from all over the world and talk about whatever game you want to talk about live as the game is going on. So tonight, 9:20 Eastern Standard Time, download the Rave On app and jump in the chat. I will be one of the 4 hosts for the next championship game. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be fun. And you're going to have a lot of fun enjoying this game. So with that being said, I am the playmaker down there. Sounds like here in Justin before. I will catch y'all next time when we get back into talking to the NBA, because it's about time for the play-in and the playoffs. So, deuces.
Whew. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode as much as I enjoy bringing it to you. So if you want to stay updated and know when new episodes of Hoop Sauce come out, subscribe and follow to the podcast. You can do this on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Speaker.com, or any of your favorite platforms, including iTunes/Apple Podcasts. And for those of you who are listening on iTunes and Apple Podcasts, go ahead and drop a rate and review of the podcast to let us know how we're doing, how we can improve. And for those of you who want to see any other podcasts that we got going on, go ahead and subscribe to our website, theplaymakersblog.com, and you can see all the podcasts that we do. Until next time for Hoops Talk, it's your boy, The Playmaker, Dinell Solomon, signing off.